The following program is brought to you in living color.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine.
Good speech. Nice and short.
Leaves more time for drinking.
Break out the ale! These men are thirsty!
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for The Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
Headstrong, passionate, carefree, tolerant black sheep of the family.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about wine but were afraid to ask. That's what we are here for. We are your media resource for everything about that precious, adorable little grape, and we are here to serve. Once again, here at The Crush, we have Run Off Kent, and we have Laura Smales running the board. Laura, say hello to everybody.
Hello, and I am loving that opening every time I hear it. It gets me so excited.
Well, it's nice to know I have
I'm
you
here.
Excited. Have you happy?
Yes.
It's nice to have someone happy in the booth. Kent was saying last week that the reason why he sits behind glass is because he knows it's bulletproof and I can't get through to him.
He might be a smart man, though. Smart man.
Yeah, it depends on the kind of day I'm having.
Exactly.
Well, shockingly, I am having a great day. Those happen so rarely. I have to take advantage when I have them. And you may ask, why am I having a great day? Because somehow things have managed to fall into place. For those of you who paid attention to last week's show, my wine recommendations talked about wines that rocked. Yes, we had wines that rocked, and we talk about the wines of the Rolling Stones, of Police, Dark Side of the Moon, and all of a sudden the other one escapes me, the Woodstock wine. Well, apparently people were paying attention, and shockingly, today we have as a guest Mr. Mark Beeman. He is the winemaker at Parducci, but he is the man behind the wines that rock. So for all the questions you have emailed me and texted me, by the way, based on where you live, I cannot tell you where to buy it. I have listened to the album. Yes, thank you all very much for sending me songs. Thank you for correcting me about Woodstock. And thank you for the 80 million emails I did get on my BlackBerry to comment, of course, not on my wine knowledge, not on the fact that I found the wines for you, not on the fact that they're great bottles, they taste wonderful, and are great to have conversation pieces on. But you drug me into so many conversations about the actual albums that I really lost my focus. So here, I am giving you the man who can answer these questions. No, I don't know all the members of the bands, but perhaps he will, and he can give us insight. So he is joining us today. So I figured that would make all of you happy, at least moderately happy, and keep you off my BlackBerry. I'm actually just kidding. Love to hear from everybody. Call us, 877-4CRUSH1, or email me, lauralawson@winecrush.com. Or for those of you who really don't want a direct, instantaneous answer, go on our website, which is winecrush.com, and hit share info or question, and it will send you directly to our common mailbox, and you can hide that way. God knows some of you need to be hiding after some of the stuff I heard. Well, anyway, I'm going to try and have the same philosophy that I did last week with recommending wines. I recommend a wine, I find a winemaker. Let's see what I can dig up here. Your two wine recommendations for this week are really, really fun and cool wines. Now, keep in mind, you listen to The Wine Crush because you trust what I can find, and I can dig up some of the strangest things. And right now, there are so many cool new wines on the market. These two, however, fascinate me. Striped Bass. And it's funny, you have to see the label, and I encourage you, I think the website is stripedbasswines.com, and I'll try and find a body and track somebody down. But go to the website, because you really, really have to see the label on this. Because what happens is you see emails about wines, you hear about wines, but 90% of what you do your screening on is how you read it. And as I read it, think about the word B-A-S-S. Laura, is B-A-S-S, how do you pronounce that?
Bass.
Bass. Could it also be bass?
Yes, like it could.
Like a bass?
Bass guitar.
Like a bass guitar.
Yes, ma'am.
So I see striped bass, striped bass, and I'm like, okay, well, it's got to be striped bass. Everyone loves naming wine after fish, which I really don't understand. We got to find. Hey, Laura, that's your next question. Why are people obsessed by naming wines after animals and fish?
I'm on it.
So, but the label is actually a bass shaped like a bass, which makes it really, really entertaining. So you know that someone who has this much creativity and this much sense of humor is bound to put some great wines together. And, of course, I should have known they come from Jim Clendenin. Of course, he's the man behind Au Bon Clément, and he is just such a he is an esoteric character that has just done so much for the wine business. But these wines, I'm going to actually start with the red for a change. The Striped Bass Red is a blend of 90% Zinfandel and 10% Cab. Now, generally, people don't think of these two going together. You think Zinfandel's big and powerful enough. Why are you going to put Cabernet on top of it? Oh, no. These things are absolutely powerful. They're amazing. But something about that transition with the Zinfandel and having the Cabernet overtones to it, you get the power, you get the spice, you get the blackberry. But then you get a little bit of, oh, I don't know, the wild berries, the cassis, the plum. The flavors in this thing are absolutely outstanding. And because it's a blend, you can have fun with it. So for those of you who are venturing outside for the first time this year, definitely fire up the old Barbie. Throw something blackened on the grill, throw a piece of fish on the grill, tuna. This wine will pair well with anything you decide to go char. Seriously, this thing is outstanding. So that is just Striped Bass Red. That's all it says. And it's always fun. Is it Striped Red Bass? And you can start getting to food sites. But no, Striped Bass Red. Now the Chardonnay. The Chardonnay, of course, you know I'm going to talk about Chardonnay before it's over with. But Striped Bass comes down from Santa Barbara. And this is the 08 Chardonnay. And once again, it is from Jim Clendenin. But what's really, really neat is he had some vines from 1973 that he had planted. Now, when we think of old vines, and we think of old vines as being propagated into wine, you think about old vine Zinfandel, you think about older Cabernet, you think about Bordeaux. Generally, we don't find people that are talking about old vine Chardonnay. No one seems to get excited over old vine Chardonnay. However, once you taste this wine, you will. These are the two best plantings from the Bien Nacido and Rancho Venido vineyards. 1973, these vines were grown, so obviously there's not that much of this wine out there. But coming from Santa Barbara, coming from Bien Nacido, it actually has that lush, tropical, great, wonderful, ripe fruit that you expect. But what's really, really cool is it has the acidity to hold up to it. A lot of times we venture down to Santa Barbara, we get excited, and all of a sudden we get this big fat mouthful of nothing but melted butter and pineapple. That's not particularly appropriate unless you're at a luau. This Chardonnay, outstanding. So those are the two I would recommend you try. Once again, I don't know why I've gotten this kick on recommending pairs. I promise I will try and get off it. But Striped Bass Chardonnay, Striped Bass Red, they're just fun. And I think that's been our theme for this year. We want to revisit the things that we have had in the past, but also I'm looking for some fun stuff. You sit here. I challenge everybody out here. You sit behind a mic for 4 years, talk about wine, and see how long it takes you to kind of like, okay, what are we talking about this week? There's only so much we can go into malolactic fermentation. There's only so much we can go down this road. So to find something fun and interesting, I'm all about it. And I encourage you, if you have something fun and interesting, call me, 877-4CRUSH-1. Email me, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. Laura, you are just tickled to death up there in the booth, and it's starting to creep me out. What's going on up there?
When you were asking about things for fun, I was thinking, fish wine.
Fish wine.
That's all I'm thinking of. I'm on it.
I've got a challenge for our listeners. Now, see, the one thing we can determine in our demographics, we know when you're listening. We know what time you listen. We know where you listen. Here's what I don't necessarily know. I don't know how old you are. I know if you're male. I know you're female, but I don't have the ages down. So I'm going to throw this out there. There is a wine in my head. It is the original fish wine. I know for a fact, unfortunately by experience, it was around in the 60s, and it's very definitively, those of you that know the answer to this question, it will come to you automatically. What'll be fun is you'll remember why it comes to you, but you won't be able to come up with the name. I've got a Wine Crush t-shirt for the person who can tell me the original fish wine and why. 877-4CRUSH-1, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. That should be a lot of fun. And you're still up there giggling. But see, you won't even know the answer. You're sitting up there trying to Google and figure it out, and you can't. Only the true winos, only the true wine aficionados will know the answer to this question. And see, apparently, there are a lot of us out there because there has been some amazing news in the wine world. It is astounding. It is wonderful. And I finally, after 20 years, get to say, I told you so. I do. We are officially number one in the world. Yes, United States, we overtook the French. the French, hey, they couldn't decide what to drink. They couldn't decide what the boundaries were. They didn't know if they wanted to drink Bordeaux. They didn't want to know if they'd drink Burgundy. They didn't know where the grapes were. People got lazy, didn't want to work. Whatever it is, it worked. From the Press Democrat, Americans drank more wine than the French for the first time in history last year, a milestone many veterans thought unreachable. Yes, bottom line is we have finally overtaken the French. We officially drink more than they do. And that, for some reason, is just very reassuring to me. I knew we'd find wine. Now we've done it. Hey, now we can go after the Italians. It'll be outstanding. All right, we're going to take a small break right here. But when we return, we will have the man behind the wines that rock.
Check out winecrush.com for weekly wine recommendations, recipes, blogs, and news items.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Newsflash. Finally, there's something conservatives and liberals can agree on. Gold. For thousands of years, gold has united mankind regardless of race, religion, or politics. Gold conserves wealth from financial uncertainty, a higher cost of living, and higher taxes. Yet gold also offers liberal benefits, such as growing in value by 300% since 2001. In fact, gold transcends left-right politics because its value is based on ultimate economic truth and substance rather than symbolic political promises. So, whether you're a conservative, liberal, or an independent, gold should be a part of your portfolio and family legacy. Call now 800-932-5146. That's 800-932-5146. Request their free 2010 DVD, CD, and Economic Realities Report. Call 800-932-5146 and ask about creating a gold IRA today.
Designer and car builder Carroll Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carroll Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.com.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And right now, we are very, very fortunate to have the master of the man behind the wines that rock, Mr. Mark Beeman. Mark, welcome to The Wine Crush.
Hey, thanks for having me, Laura. Glad to be here.
I am delighted to have you. I have to admit, I discovered your wines about 2 weeks ago, and I am a fan of the bands that are involved. You know, whether it's the Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, Police. I know it kind of dates me. But when I saw the labels, I'm like, please, please, let whatever is in these bottles be as cool as what the labels are. And I will say unconditionally that you have produced something absolutely outstanding. Ergo, we have recommended you on The Crush, and now we're dragging you onto The Crush. Don't you like the way we think around here?
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to be here, and thanks for the kudos. That feels very, very good.
Oh, outstanding. Well, let's start here. Besides being the man behind the wines at Rock, who is Mark? Who is Mark Beeman? What are you and what do you do?
Well, a recent father, so definitely very proud of that.
Congratulations. And sleep deprived, I guess that would add to it, correct?
What's that?
Not congratulations to you, but I would also guess that means you're sleep deprived as well?
He's finally getting into a bit of a cycle, which means mom and dad are much, much happier about. So I can go back to my other concern, which was making wines. So, yeah. So, yeah, that's my gig is a winemaker over here at Wines at Rock, and just trying to be the honest winemaker that as honest as I can be with making those wines, and just trying to make wines that reflect our area, which is Mendocino County. So we're a little bit further north than, say, Napa and Sonoma.
Well, we would expect
really
wines that
get our area on the map in a sense and get it out to people so they know about us.
Well, you have to admit, if Wines at Rock came from anywhere, they have to come from Mendocino. There's just
it's a perfect match.
There is no other place in California, unless you want to throw Ukiah in there, that would all blend in well. So,
absolutely, and that's where we're located at. Thank you for that. Is in Ukiah in Mendocino, and actually the winery's been here since 1932. So there's quite a bit of history. Wines at Rock came about just back in November of 2009. But our history, as far as winemaking and the knowledge of wine growing in particular, goes way, way back. And I think that we're just really trying to honor that, and that's really my approach with winemaking, is to honor our farmers and really make these hands-off approach to winemaking, make it taste like the vineyard's expression and that concept of terroir, which we're really aiming for out here, and just kind of showcasing what our farmers are working for and what we're capable of doing out here, and having a good time, of course, on top of that, because this is just a cool project that's all about rock and roll, and so when the project kind of got handed to me, a little bit of history, it's a group called RZO, really came up with the concept. These really super cool guys, Ron and Howard and Bill, who manage a lot of the rock bands that everybody knows. So everything from AC/DC on down to ZZ Top, with these other bands that we've put on the labels in between.
Are we going to have a ZZ Top bearded wine for it's over with?
Who knows? You know, those guys are great, and the instrumentation on those, the guitar work is so distinctive. I think it'd make a pretty fun wine. So,
or how about a Back in Black Syrah?
Hey, I think you're feeling exactly the way that I look at making these wines, the Australian and Syrah combination, and the fact that it'd have to be a pretty big, burly, testosterone-driven style wine. I think Syrah or Petite Syrah would fit really well with that.
Oh, you couldn't do Petite Syrah. It had to be Syrah, especially as dark. We all know, you spill Syrah on your clothes, they're doomed. You might as well throw them away.
Sometimes we ought to hand out a toothbrush and a piece of dental floss with them. It's going to stick with you. So.
Well, didn't mean to get you off track. I'm sorry. I did. You let me start rumbling, and you never know what's going to come out of my mouth.
I'll run on tangents, too. No worries. So much fun to talk about this. So, yeah.
So RZO, they manage rock bands, and they decided amongst themselves it would be really cool to see a label on a bottle. They came to you. Y'all got together. How did this work out?
You pretty much named it there.
Okay.
It was one of the guys.
Mark, you got to pick one, son.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of like probably like the every man or every person situation where you're walking into like a wine shop, and it's kind of like that guy in, I don't know, with the Hurt Locker where the guy has to choose out a cereal, and there's like so many selections. You just get lost in the selection, and you want to find something familiar that has the quality behind it, and that you just get guaranteed, you know, that you want the good results from. And so he thought to himself, well, why don't we take these iconic labels and put it on a bottle of wine. And obviously there'd be that instant association with, oh, the memories of listening to this album at this time kind of brings back certain memories, and there's the nostalgia, and there's just that love, and there's an instant emotional connection. But then he kind of, they're very clever, these guys from RZO, because they also thought, you know, instantly somebody's going to think this could be gimmicky, and there's got to be, the wine has to be behind it. And so they said, you know what? We're going to find somebody that's out there that's up to the task of making wines that are inspired by the music. And that's really kind of how I began with this project, is when RZO approached our winery and said, hey, here's the idea. Are you guys up to it? And we just kind of jumped out of our seats, and we're huge rock and roll fans. I mean, we play trivia around here all the time. We got music playing constantly. During harvest, it's just like fuel for us to keep us going during those long days.
It's required. Yeah. There's got to be some Stone, some AC/DC, and only Floyd late at night.
Oh, yeah, Led Zeppelin and the works. And, you know, it's this timeless music that's always around. And I love modern music, too, stuff that's being cranked out nowadays, as long as it's good rock and roll. But a lot of this music from the 60s and the 70s, and even from the 80s, like, say, for the Police album, it's just timeless, and it always sounds good. It's always, you know, kind of catchy, and you're listening to it, and you're always getting something new. And so these guys said, all right, you know, after we said, hey, let's make a partnership, let's make a deal, they said, all right, these are going to be your first projects. So it was the Woodstock, kind of the poster to the event, the 3 days of peace, with the kind of the iconic dove on the fretboard on the guitar. And then, of course, Dark Side of the Moon, just impossible to miss. And then the 40 Licks with the tongue and lips. And they said, you know what? Get to it. This is your project. Make some wines that are inspired by this music. And this is something that has never really been done before, because typically when you're making wine, you know, your inspiration is, you know, something that you may have made the year before, or some famous chateau over in France that gets crazy good ratings. You're like, oh, let's try to mimic that.
Some big this house, something like that. Hey, Mark, I'm going to have to ask you to take a small beat. We actually do, talking about commercialism, we do have to take
no problem.
Small break for commercials, but when we return, I want to hear the rest of this story, no doubt.
Excellent. All right, cool.
All right, we're taking a small break here at The Crush. When we return, we will continue figuring out the wines that rock.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? be your right choice. Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and right now I'm hoping that Mr. Mark Beeman, the winemaker behind The Wines That Rock, is still with us. Mark, are you still with us?
I am. I didn't go anywhere. We're hanging out.
I figured you might have wandered off. I don't know, got inspired, turned some tunes up. You never know.
I got the tunes on, but I turned them down so I can talk to you.
Well, thank you. We do appreciate that. Okay, before we took that small break, we were discussing The Wines That Rock and inspiration. I had so rudely cut you off. But let's start back where we were, and let's use 40 Licks. I'm a huge Stones fan. I will go ahead and say it. I don't have their CDs. I have all their albums. So I am very, very familiar with the band. When you set out to make 40 Licks Merlot, what came across your mind on the scriptures and what you were going to try and put into that wine to make it relate to the Stones?
Well, it was just definitely sitting down and listening to the music and then grabbing out any terms or attitudes from that music that evolved. And it's about the Stones. It's about swagger. It's about a lot of confidence. It's definitely very bluesy in sort of their influences if you listen to a lot of the songs. And there's everything that's in there, though, too. It's there's rockers, there's ballads, there's psychedelics, but they never really kind of chased any real trends. They didn't go through, like, a disco period or anything like that.
Thank God, no, which is why they still have all their albums.
Yeah, and they just kind of stuck with their core, you know, of this is the way that we do it, and there's always Mick and Keith. That there's just that instant sense of familiarity. It's just kind of like an old friend that's always been there. And I think Merlot as a variety can kind of sum that up. It's definitely how other wineries have used that variety. It's gone through certain trends, and people are kind of in a love-it-hate-it sort of relationship with it now. But if the way that it's been made and particularly grown out here in Mendocino County, it's always really kind of stuck to its roots in the flavor profile that we get. And what we get out here is not these over-cropped sort of situations, which I think leads to some of the Merlots that are just really, to be quite honest, are crummy. We have pretty low-yielding vineyards out here when it comes to Merlot, so we actually get a lot of intense flavors on the spicy side of things. And I think that's really where the link kind of came together for the descriptors for the music as being this kind of very loud and in your face, but also very confident sort of side of things too. The spicy elements that come through and just kind of a little bit of that funky notes that come through on Merlot seemed to be really the best fit. And so when I was kind of sitting down and actually working with listening to the music, Merlot just kind of really came into my mind as far as being something that could capture that. And the spicier sides that we get from some particular vineyards, because we get vineyards for probably about 5 or 6 different locations around Mendocino, and they're all very different in their expression. And I just wanted to find something that you put them all together, and there was a certain synergy that just kind of described a lot of energy is what I would get out of it, a wine with energy. And the spicy notes, there's a lot of cinnamon. It's almost somebody tasted a bottle the other day, and they said, hey, I get a lot of kind of big red chewing gum type cinnamon.
Juicy fruit.
In it. Yeah, and there's certainly some kind of some bluesy notes that are in there, which make me think, you know, this wine would pair very well with like barbecue and sort of just an outdoor, very fun environment, very loose, certainly very easygoing. And the stones to me also, and I hope nobody takes this the wrong way, there's not a lot of polish to them. It's not like they've spent hours and hours in the studio manipulating things to make sure that there's a little scratch here. You hear Keith's fingers, run across the strings when he's moving from chord to chord. They left that in there.
And whether it was in their music or whether it was in their persona, there was no doubt about it. It was fun after the last show. I did get a couple comments. One was, I can get some satisfaction from the 40 licks. What else did I hear? Oh, the other one was, it was kind of funny. It's like, no more beast of burden in my Merlot. And I think the only, and this is not directed, I think, at the wine. I think someone was just having fun. And it said, well, if it's a wine named after Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, isn't it just a little tired? I'm like, oh, God, here we go. This is going to go downhill.
People can get funny with that, you know, and it's just like, why would I want to taste a wine that smells or tastes like me, you know, Mick or Keith? And it's like, no. It's the music.
It's the music.
Really aiming for not quite the people and
oh,
their
come on, you,
or anything
you
like
know
that.
People are going to head that direction. There's no two ways about it. Well, now that we know that this is behind us, we have the Chardonnay, we have Cabernet, we have a Merlot, we have a blend. You were mentioning, okay, they're all iconic albums. And you had thrown some names out, whether it was ZZ Top, whether it was AC/DC. Are there other lineups? Are there other things you're plotting? Right now, as it speaks, I don't know, is Back in Black sitting on your stereo playing over and over again to the point where your wife's going to shoot you so that you can get in touch with it? I busted you, didn't
there's,
I?
There's two
I just absolutely
at the minimum
busted you.
In the near future, and there's three quite possibly. And while I can't name them, at this stage, because we want to make it a surprise and make it fun, and we're also sort of at the stage where we're kind of assembling everything, and we're hoping to get some of the band members involved as well. So we have to get approval from the people involved in the music. So
I would imagine. Nobody.
Can't just
I can't
slap a
see
label
the Stones.
On it
yeah, the Stones just not randomly releasing that label cover, nor Pink Floyd letting go of Dark Side of the Moon. So has that been problematic? Getting permission to use the labels?
No. Once again, our buddies from RZO have this Rolodex where, you know, our buddy Howard, he's just like, we could call up, you know, Keith right now if we really wanted to. Not that way we bug him, but we have contacts through our friends to talk to these people, and we send them the wine when it's in a
I was going to ask you that question,
and they have to give us a thumbs up. You know, Keith he could have said, you know what, there's not enough guitar in this wine, start over, and I would take that to heart, and I'd be like, you know what, you know, there needs to be some more fruit, and that's how I, you know, the guitar's expression in the wine comes through on the fruit. The vocals is the aromatics, you know, the tannin is the drums. There's different things that I see as comparisons in expression. And
well, did the boys like your wines?
They did, yeah. I think Keith is kind of burned through some bottles. And,
bottles, you know, or cases, Mark? Come on, fess up.
It's more on the cases side of things, because I think he enjoys with his family, and God bless him. You know, it's great. It's cool. And the following albums and wines that are going to be coming up, yeah, we want to get the band involved. We want to get them out here to the winery in Mendocino and sit down and actually work on the blends with them. And we'll be listening to the music the whole time and just totally soaking it up. And in the end, the process of how I made these wines is exactly how I want the person who's going out and buying the bottle to do as well. Put the album on, shut off the cell phone, lock the door, light a candle, whatever.
Light a what?
Yeah. Whatever gets you there. And just really just soak up the music and the wine together, because I think the synergy just really, they really enhance one another. And you could call it audio aromatherapy or something like that. But I think the world just sort of stops spinning and you can really just relax in the moment. And that's totally the goal, is to have fun and enjoy your wine and enjoy your music. And life's short. You got to pop that cork and rock and roll, you know?
Mark, that is a perfect, perfect line to leave you on. One thing I will do, if you actually do get the bands out there to sit back, play with your music, and taste the wines, I'll make sure Laura Smale's in touch with you and you have my cell phone, because I will be on the next plane.
I got you. We'll find a way to get you out here, Laura.
Outstanding.
It's been great talking with you.
Thank you so much for being part of The Crush today, and we will be in touch, and I will be anxiously looking for that new bottle.
All right. Cool, Laura.
All right. We're going to take a small break here on The Crush, but when we return, we will actually identify your questions, your emails, and let you be part of this for a change.
Need a wine recommendation for a party? Want Laura to address something on the show? Email her at lauralawson@winecrush.com.
Z-Max Micro Lubricant, the only engine and fuel system product that makes your car or truck engine perform better. Legendary car builder Carroll Shelby is sold on Z-Max.
There's no doubt that it's the only additive that really works.
Put Z-Max in your oil and gas and reduce internal friction and harmful deposits.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, tested, trusted performance. Available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, gather your bills now and call the debt helpline.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late and over limit fees on most of your credit cards and reduce your high interest rates, in some cases up to 60%.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
Get your debt and credit card bills under control. Gather your bills and call today for a free consultation on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-948-6815. 800-948-6815. That's 800-948-6815.
Designer and car builder Carroll Shelby knows cars.
I have a passion for cars.
Carroll Shelby recommends Z-Max Micro Lubricant.
This stuff really works. It penetrates the metal.
Add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It cleans internal components, delivers a cleaner fuel system, extends engine life, and improves engine performance.
Z-Max is going to give it a longer life and improve the performance.
Z-Max, available at auto parts stores and at Z-Max.com.
Mozartoasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you realize how impactful your kids involvement in the arts can be. They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we've been having a lot of fun. Special thank you goes out to Mr. Mark Beeman, the winemaker for The Wines That Rock. And Laura, I got to call you out. I flat out got to call you out. Had Kent been on the board today, he would have found me some Rolling Stones, some Pink Floyd, some Woodstock. He would have found it for me.
Actually, this says Woodstock that he left for us.
Okay.
So I'm just telling you, this must be the live stuff that maybe wasn't so, but it says Woodstock on here because I told him to have it ready for me.
I did call ahead. You called ahead and planned ahead, but we all know how well that works.
But I was looking for Rolling Stones, I must admit. I did say Rolling Stones, Woodstock, whatever, but
this
must be what he found.
We'll make sure we get him one, Kent. But no, that is just, it's so cool to think about being able to put music and wine together. And that's something, you know, whether it was the striped bass we recommended early in the show with the fish and the bass and the bass and the bass, bass and the bass, there we go, together. But let's think about it. When you sit back and you drink wine, if you're drinking, you're relaxing with friends, music is an integral part of that. I know that a very familiar fellow around this studio totally advocates putting on The Wizard of Oz and Dark Side of the Moon, hitting play at the same time and going all the way through so you can truly enhance the experience. He's been known to drink a couple cases of wine while he's doing that as well. But nevertheless, it does add to your overall enjoyment. And for those of you who are loyal listeners, what does that mean? Come on, you're thinking. I'm waiting for the answer. Now, see, you're not doing me any good. Even Laura's staring at me. You need to pay attention. Wine is subjective. It is. And if you're enjoying 40 Licks, if you're enjoying Dark Side of the Moon, if you're relaxed and kickback, it really can help you appreciate a wine a little bit better. Now, when you sit back and consider that you are drinking a wine that has been specifically created to go with Sting and his music, although we never really got onto that, I'd like to have talked about the synchronicity because you could have had a lot of fun there. Anyway, thank you to Mark Beeman and thank you to the Wines That Rock. And oh yes, I will definitely be looking ahead. Here's another question for you since all of you are so good at emailing. And no, I don't want to talk about the albums. However, what album would you like to see next? I did put that up on Facebook. Feel free to check it out on Facebook, Laura Berg Lawson, and answer me there. Or email me, what album would be the perfect wine album? There's got to be something out there. Now, I tend to lean towards country. Shameless to me would be good because usually my drinking habits are shameless. So at least it's not necessarily the varietal, but it could be in general. So give it some thought. 877-4-CRUSH-1, Laura Lawson at winecrush.com. Speaking of shameless, I'm going to call out SF Gate. They wrote an article back in January that has just now come across my desk, and my hat's off to them. Chardonnay regains respect, now to maintain it. Absolutely. See, it just took someone like me talking about Chardonnay for years and years and years. And see, look, it's finally a respectful varietal. Keep in mind, Chardonnay is the number one planted grape in the great state of California. But also, it has so many cute little personalities. It is such a way for a winemaker to show things off. Yes, it did get a little flabby and fat, but that was from region to region, winemaker to winemaker. It is the pinnacle of what you can do with wine, to talk about terroir, to talk about a winemaker's style. It's not as temperamental as I am. So, yes, thank you, SF Gate, for saying Chardonnay regains respect. Trust me, we'll find a way to make it maintain it.
We're going to have to mark this show down because we overpowered the French and Chardonnay is coming back.
Oh, my God. Outstanding. We're the number one drinkers in the world and Chardonnay has gained respect. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the years of the Wine Crush because apparently my job is done. You're finally drinking wine. You're drinking Chardonnay. That's it. Sign off. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead. All right, roll them. Let's go. All right, contrary to popular belief, the other part of the show is to educate you and take your calls and your emails. So I guess 2 out of 3 ain't bad. Right now, I do have a couple of emails. This one's interesting. Laura, what is the difference between Taylor Big Bottle Port and Taylor Flaggate Port? Does it really make a difference? There is a very huge cost difference, and they're on different portions of the shelves. I don't really understand. All I want to do is cook with it. There is a world of difference between those two wines. Number one, the big bottles of Taylor Port that you see on the bottom shelf of your Mega Mart grocery store, wherever you happen to be shopping, are made by Taylor Lake Country. They are made out of New York, New York State, that is, and they are made specifically to be cooking wines. They are not something you want to sit back, pour in a cute little snifter, and have a big fire and light a cigar with. You're not going to be particularly happy. They are designed for cooking. Taylor Flaggate is Taylor Flaggate out of Oporto, out of Portugal. So it is an import, and it is truly made in the port style. I'm not saying the other tailor is not made in the port style, but when you start paying for Taylor Flygate, there are the rules, the regulations over the types of grapes that can go into port and how it's handled and how it's aged. That within itself is a whole two-hour show that I guess would probably have some of you snoozing before it's over with. But the easiest and most direct way, Taylor Flygate is out of Portugal. It is a Porto and can be made in different styles, and it tends to be not expensive, but definitely more expensive than what you're finding on the bottom shelf. Taylor 1-5, the big bottles, you called it. Port is definitely a cooking wine. It is out of Washington State. Out of Washington State. That tells you where my head is. It is out of New York State, and it is designed specifically for cooking. Now, I will tell you this. If you are rolling in money, that's not fair. If you are doing a fine dinner, Taylor Flygate is an excellent cooking port. Now, remember, I have always told everybody, your food will only be as good as the wine that you put in it. So anytime that you have a recipe that calls for wine, do not think you can put that cork bottle of wine in it or the wine that's been open for 3 weeks. It will adversely affect your cooking. At least they tell me that since I'm not the biggest chef on the planet. But you don't want to put terrible wine into your food. It will make it for a not very pleasant meal. So I hope that answers your question about the difference between the two. I'm sure there's some people out there banging their heads on their steering wheel thinking, you made it that simple? Yes, I did. Port questions, call me directly, 877-4CRUSH-1. Email me, Laura Lawson, winecrush.com. I'll even get maps out. But when we're on a radio, we are not going to get into all that. All right. Well, yes, I do care about your question, so I will take another one. Here's another one. This coming from Kentucky. Karen in Kentucky writes, will wine shops just let you taste wines even if they do not have a tasting? Well, Karen, I don't know where you're shopping, and I don't know the specific laws in Kentucky, but I seriously doubt they're really going to appreciate you wandering down the aisle, grabbing a bottle off the shelf, ripping the cork off, and starting to drink and consider it a tasting. What I guess you are asking is if there is not a structured tasting where you paid your $20 to go sit around a table to hear someone like me talk about wine, will they have sampling? I know that in most parts of the country, you can go to wine shops and they either have cuvée systems, they have quote unquote by the glasses they are pouring, or they'll have someone in there actually behind a table just sampling wine. And yes, they will let you taste the wine. It does not have to be a structured tasting. That's going to vary from state to state. But if you have a really good wine shop, I promise they'll find a way to let you try before you buy. We're going to take a break right here. When we come back, we will wrap up and tell you about some exciting shows coming down the way from the Wine Crush.
Follow host Laura Lawson on Twitter at Wine Crush Radio. This is the Wine Crush.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch, increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts? American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. 800-430-8804. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Hi-ya! Concrete. Hi-ya! Brick walls. Hi-ya! Trees. Hi-ya! Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars. It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit inventnow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
You're listening to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I don't know about you, but I think we've had a fun time today hitting on some high notes. Once again, special thank you to Mark Beeman, the winemaker for Wines That Rock. It was nice hearing that stylistic comparison between wines and music. But it also brings to the forefront what I consider the theme of today's show and something to look at in its entirety. We joked around about it. We talk about the United States, finally. We drink more wine than anybody in the world. And there were, if you looked at it 10 years ago, you would thought it was a benchmark we'd never hit, that we would never be winos. Number two, Chardonnay is gaining respect. It's become the number one planted grape in the West Coast and the number one planted grape in the country. And it's something that people took for granted, oh, I would say 10, 15, 20 years ago. Number three, think about our guest today. We have really, really good wines that don't have chateaus on the label, that don't have some little furry critter. They have rock star bands as their label and iconic albums. What this speaks to me is we can joke around about it all we want to. Wine is becoming part of our lifestyle. It is not something we are saving for an everyday experience. It used to be that when we sat down for dinner at our in-laws, we'd pull out an outstanding bottle of Cabernet and hope to impress while we were dressed up. Now we have that bottle of wine that anytime we put 40 Licks or Dark Side of the Moon on, we can pull a cork and pull a bottle and pull up a chair and just relax and enjoy, and it seems to be idyllic and perfect. This is what we're looking for, and this is what The Crush is all about. We here at The Crush, we are reminding you to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.